Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for today's message is the Old Testament reading from Genesis chapter 18, where the Lord rebukes Sarah for her unbelief and asks, "Is anything too hard for the Lord?" Please join me in prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Is anything too hard for the Lord? The answer to that question is, of course, no. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. Nothing is too hard for the one who spoke all things into being, and who to this very day has power over all things, who is the mighty one, almighty. Nothing. And yet, while you and I know that the answer to this question is obvious, yet still, all of us still struggle from time to time with unbelief. That unbelief is not really unreasonable, at least not according to human logic. Consider, for instance, Abraham and Sarah. God promises them a child. And indeed, he's already promised Abraham will be the father of a great nation, with descendants as numerous as the stars in the heavens and the sand on the seashore. Nothing is impossible with God. Nothing is too hard for him, but they have no child. They've never been able to have children. And now they are old. How old, you ask? Too old. And what does that mean? It means that the thing that God has promised is impossible. Something that we scoff at as we roll our eyes. Something that we laugh at, like Sarah laughed. Yeah, right. That old woman is going to have a baby? Sure she is. I'll believe it when I see it. Which means I don't really believe it at all. Now, by way of comparison in our own lives, I'm sure that we see the same thing. Yes, I believe that God will provide for our needs, but the numbers in this budget just aren't adding up. I don't see how this is going to work. Yes, I believe that God can save my marriage, but I don't know how my spouse and I will ever be able to see eye to eye. Yes, I believe that God can help me and forgive my sins. But I've done such bad things, and I've hurt so many people, I just don't know if that really is possible. Unbelief is common. It is reasonable to the human mind because so many of the things that we face in this life, the challenges, the struggles, our own mistakes and sins and failures, all seem impossible to us. It's impossible to fix this, impossible to overcome it, impossible. And Jesus agrees. Matthew chapter 19, he says that with man, salvation is impossible. But Jesus goes on, with God, all things are possible. In other words, is anything too hard for the Lord? No. You see, what happens is we look at God, who is almighty, we hear his word, and we say, yes, yes, but then our eyes drift towards ourselves, the bigness of our problems, and then our faith begins to fade. But Jesus looks at us, and he sees us for who we are, poor, miserable sinners, whose salvation is impossible if it depends on them. And then he turns his eyes, not to us, but to his Father, who loves us and has worked out salvation for us through the cross of our Lord Jesus. And all doubt fades away. Yes, with man it is impossible, but with God all things are possible. See, it's really a matter of where our eyes are fixed. If they are fixed on our problems, our failures, our sins, then they will consume us with doubt and fear. But if our eyes are fixed on Jesus, when our eyes are fixed on him, all things are possible. Sin and failure are defeated. Hope and joy prevail. And so, dear people of God, fix your eyes on Jesus. Fix your eyes on him. Like childless Abraham and Sarah, hear God's word and believe it. Even if it seems impossible to you, believe what Jesus says. Believe what he says, for instance, about the water of baptism, that in baptism your sins are washed away and you are made dear children of God. Hear it and believe it. It is true, because nothing is too hard for the Lord. Believe what he says about the words of absolution proclaimed to you this day, that when you confess your sins, he is faithful and just to forgive your sins, to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. And believe it when the called servants of God deal with you according to God's command. Their words are true. When your pastor declares to you, "I forgive you all of your sins," then they are truly forgiven, removed from you as far as the east is from the west. Hear and believe, because nothing is too hard for the Lord. And when the Lord invites you to his table to feed you his true body and blood, believe it. Believe it when he says that he is truly present, welcoming you to his table, nourishing you with the gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation. Believe that it is truly a holy communion with God and his people. Hear and believe it, because nothing is too hard for the Lord. Oh, at times it seems impossible that God would really attach his powerful promise to such simple signs as water, bread, or wine. It seems impossible that he would use a weak and fallible man like me to forgive sins and to proclaim the gospel. But it seems possible only when we focus on the weakness of our human frailty. Instead, we are to turn our eyes to God Almighty, our Lord Jesus Christ, and know that no matter how impossible these things might seem to our frail flesh, yet God has said them, and so they are true. This is what St. Paul writes to us in the letter to the Colossians. He says, "Continue in the faith, stable and steadfast, not shifting from the hope of the gospel that you heard." How do you continue in the faith? How do you remain stable and steadfast? By not shifting from the hope of the gospel. In other words, by keeping your eyes fixed on Jesus. Because in him, Christ, and him crucified and risen for us and for our salvation, there is hope and a future. It is stable and steadfast. Dear people of God, fix your eyes on Jesus, because nothing is too hard for the Lord. When your hope is fixed on him, when it doesn't shift from him, then you are stable, steadfast in the one true faith. You cannot be shaken by lies that come against you, by accusations or fears or doubts, because when they come to you and come against you, you look back at Jesus and you see strength, stability, steadfastness forever for you. So we are then to be like Mary, who knows that sitting at the feet of Jesus is in fact the very best place to be. Not her sister's guilt trip nor anything else will take that away from her. Or we are to be like little children who, when the challenges of life come against us to threaten us, we steal a quick glance at our Father to check and see if he's afraid, and we find that he is not. So we have nothing to fear. Indeed, our God and King Jesus is not afraid of anything. The most fearsome of things rose up against him. The devil tempted Jesus, sought to destroy him. The world and its rulers stood against him with spears and clubs, with nails, and with a cross. But he was not afraid. He endured them and destroyed them by his death and his resurrection. And today and every day we look to him. We look to Jesus, crucified and risen from the dead, for us and for our salvation. We look and we see strength, stability, steadfastness forever, and a promise that cannot fail us. And all this is ours by faith. Faith in our Lord, because nothing is too hard for him. No enemy will defeat him. No failure will shock him. No sin is beyond his power or his will to forgive. and only in him, at his feet, do we find peace. And so it is that the psalmist says, one thing have I asked of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord. Yes, he who loves you, who died and rose for you to forgive all of your sins, is your strength, your confidence, your peace, your light, and your salvation. He is your stronghold. So fix your eyes on him. Gaze upon the beauty of the Lord. And give to him all your fears and troubles, your sorrows and weaknesses, your failures and your sins. Because nothing is too difficult for him who holds you in his hands today, tomorrow, and forever. Amen. Now the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in this one true faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. We continue with the offertory.